generals are gathered in their black masses. The armies are massed.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
And that is exactly what is going on, ladies and gentlemen. Started the broadcast for the first time in many years with a different intro song because I wanted to note to everyone that we are entering into the darkest waters the world has ever seen. And the politicians are hiding themselves away. The Democrats are. They only started the wars. Friday, we are locked and loaded in the info war.
Time will tell them their power behind. Making war just for fun. Treating people just like boys they get. Wait till their judgment day comes.
Yeah. Just like pawns and chess, wait till their judgment day comes. Their poisoned, brainwashed minds. Sorcerers of death's construction. Everybody listening, this is a very important broadcast today. Stand by for vital information after we go to this break. This information is so important, I just can't come right into the start of the show and calmly report on it. I need to point out this is important, this is special. And this needs to explode across the internet and out of cyberspace and into the third dimension, into the plane of existence we all live in. It needs to manifest around the water cooler, in your churches, in your homes, in the streets, from the hills, the mountains, in the valleys. And we will cover it after this break.
Now in darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The news I'm about to cover broke on the internet yesterday as we were ending the broadcast, and we did briefly cover it then. I will now, for the next hour, cover it in great detail. Then, veteran prosecutor of the Manson family and many others, Vincent Bugliosi, will join us for a full hour. In the second hour, Dr. Nick Begich talking about his brother running for Senate against indicted Senator Stevens. And then for a full hour to take your phone calls on the economy and the future of it, Bob Chapman on this Friday edition. We'll have open phones with all three of our guests today. All right, let me go ahead and get into the most important news we've seen in a very long time, a key break in the 9/11 investigation, but not just the 9/11 investigation, in the history of false flag, state-sponsored, self-inflicted wounds. This is vital information. I need everyone to go to InfoWars.com and get the report done by Kurt Nemo. The original report broke on the web yesterday via Think Progress. Excellent news source. But Kurt Nemo went through and gave some of the background history to show just how important this information is. Now, let me, before I cover the latest information concerning this news story, from one of the best sources out there in mainstream news, the greatest living investigative journalist. He is heralded universally as the greatest living investigative journalist, Cy Hirsch. And John, cue that audio up from yesterday. I want to play the full clip. But before I do that, it is incontrovertible fact that there are more than 200 declassified, publicly available examples of criminal elements. I want to be clear, not the entire government, but a tiny faction at the top, staging more than 200 terror attacks and provocateur actions. Some of the oldest declassified examples on CIA.gov are Operation Ajax in 1953, where the CIA, led by Black Ops Commander Kermit Roosevelt and Norman Schwarzkopf's father, General Schwarzkopf's father, and British intelligence, MI6, led a team in a one-year program to overthrow the elected pro-West anti-communist government of Mohammad Mossadegh, who was secular. They couldn't allow that. Very advanced civilization. They don't want that. They came in with radical Muslims as their shock troops to then back putting in to power the princeling, the Shah of Iran. Then they turned around and stabbed the Muslims they used to come to power in the back. They staged terror attacks all over the country, blowing up mosques, bombing schools, shooting police and military, and handing out hundreds of thousands of handbills saying that Mohammad Mossadegh had done it. In fact, it was Mohammad Mossadegh claiming responsibility for it. There, of course, is the Gulf of Tonkin, a staged event, claiming the ships were shot at to get us into Vietnam, now totally declassified. USS Liberty, now declassified, as we had always told you with all the eyewitnesses and the admirals and the judge advocate generals and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I had them all on over the years. Most of them are dead, but the audio of them is posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Admiral Moore died in 2004. We interviewed him for the fifth time weeks before he died. Ward Boston's still alive. He was the judge advocate captain, who then became judge advocate general, head of the Navy later, who was charged with the whitewash and cover-up of what happened. Total eyewitness, telling you on air. The captain before he died, we interviewed many years ago. The doctor, the first mates, many of them still alive. I've interviewed more than 50 people involved in and around the USS Liberty. Now declassified, Chicago Tribune, on a premeditated attack by Israel, working with LBJ to try to sink the ship, who blocked aid to the ship as it was under attack for 2.5 hours, by Desant Missouri bombers, Mirage fighter bombers, torpedo boats, helicopters. The most highly decorated ship in United States naval history. They were told they would be killed if they told any of the public about what really happened with the attack. And I've had multiple eyewitnesses on this show where the admiral, who was told by LBJ to turn the jets back and not aid them, when they kept the ship afloat, and then when Russian intelligence ship pulled up and began photographing and filming it, the Israeli commando helicopters were forced to break off, going on board the ship in hand-to-hand combat and killing everyone aboard and then blowing the bottom of the ship out and sending it to the bottom. Because they followed procedures and locked down all the bulkheads. Some men went into rooms on fire to close bulkheads. The ship would have gone to the bottom. A 30-plus foot hole was blown in the side by one of the torpedoes. But again, I already digress. I'm just giving you documented examples of what we're dealing with here. There are hundreds of other declassified examples of provocateured false flag staged events. Hundreds, more than 200 declassified. Then we had Oklahoma City, and you go over the evidence of that, and I've made a film, America's Destroyed by Design, covering it. It's now come out in mainstream newspapers that who we fingered a decade ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the so-called anti-hate group, was running the white supremacist compound where the media told us the attacks supposedly emanated from. Not infiltrating, founding, running. With the CIA and FBI, And then you go through the bombs in the building and the eyewitnesses and the cop of the year being murdered after he went public saying it was the government in Oklahoma City. On and on and on, Terrence Yakey. We have all the Republican memos saying we need terror attacks to be able to attack Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran. And we have the PNAC document, September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Cheney, saying the same thing. And we have the Grand Chessboard, written by Zbigniew Brzezinski, stating the same thing. And we have all the modern Republican memos and op-ed editorial pieces in major newspapers, like the Philadelphia Daily News, where they said 9/11 was great for America, we need another one. And then we have Gary Hart, head of the Homeland Security Board with the CFR, that wrote the plan for Homeland Security before 9/11 and said we'd be hit by terrorists and give up all your rights when we do, writing letters to Iran saying, you don't think because 80% of the American people are against attacking you that you won't be attacked. The U.S. government will stage attacks. And we went and interviewed him. It's in Truth Rising. And he said, yes, our government will stage attacks. It's all on record. Thousands of pieces of other evidence. Then all of the anomalies and hijackers trained at U.S. military bases and heads of embassies reporting on this show that they wouldn't let Muhammad Atta and other supposed hijackers back in the country from Al-Qaeda summits in Malaysia and Afghanistan, and they'd be ordered, let them in. Their terrorist files are only CIA covers. And then we have them trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station and the Defense Language School, Monterey, California. And the heads of the schools go public in horror and start reporting on it. Then we have the anthrax attack that turned out to be a U.S. weaponized, super weaponized version, coated in bentonite, $100 million process. They try to frame innocent people, and then it links directly back to who they admit was a known Mossad agent working in Fort Detrick, who even after he was fired right before 9/11, broke back into Detrick and reportedly stole anthrax, mainstream news, and the White House on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. On September 10th, close to a month before the first anthrax letters were mailed, 5 weeks before the deaths began, the illnesses and deaths. You ought to see Burmese's new film he's putting together. It's got the press conferences with Ari Fleischer, press secretary, admitting it all, and just saying it's no big deal. All of this and thousands of other pieces we don't have time to cover here today and go over with you. But here is the new information. And there's a bunch of other information I'm going to cover after we get into this, like the White House memo, which the White House admits is accurate and is still seeking to prosecute, along with British intelligence, whoever released it. The White House memo, where the British were taking down notes of Bush telling Blair, we've got to stage some event to go into Iraq on the eve of that war. Let's paint U.S. aircraft like U.N. planes, fly them low, and hope some of his troops shoot at them, and then claim they fired at them as a pretext. Well, this is far worse. Headline, Infowars.com, get it out to everybody now. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. And this dovetails with the tapes released 4 months ago that we're going to play today of Donald Rumsfeld talking to top generals in a meeting with former top generals, the Gang of Six, who were the major, quote, military analysts for the news, saying, we need another 9/11, a bigger one, or the people aren't going to support the wars and what we're doing. But the new information, Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran, and it's stated, Cy Hirsch, White House sources confirmed, they plan to dress up Navy SEALs like Iranians, build boats identical to the blue Iranian patrol boats, and have the Navy SEALs attack U.S. ships in the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. We'll be right back with all the details. I'm Alex Jones.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
don't
stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dick Cheney in a White House meeting in a war conference, a powwow, called for, among many other things, that Cy Hirsch has decided to not tell the public. And I demand that Cy Hirsch, who has an impeccable record, but I'm outraged by the fact that he isn't, quote, releasing the other things they said they were planning. Cheney proposed killing other Americans, attacking U.S. naval ships. Now, remember, this was proposed, he says. We're going to play the tape in the next segment. And remember, right around this time, he did release a news story that they were planning some type of stage Gulf of Tonkin. in the Strait of Hormuz with our ships, but didn't say what. He has an absolute obligation with his White House sources, which he has, going back to Vietnam, because we have people on the inside. People say, well, something this big and this evil would leak out, it would come out. It has. Why do you think the NSA prematurely, quote, accidentally declassified Northwoods in April of 2001, months before 9/11, so ABC News and the Baltimore Sun could report, headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize and attack U.S. cities as pretext for war. That was the Baltimore Sun headline. The ABC was similar. Why do you think the Navy intelligence, the day before 9/11, in the Washington Post, of all places, basically a government organ, said Israel may stage terror attacks in the United States or against U.S. interest as a pretext to launch a larger war in the Middle East against Iraq, Iran, and Syria? They are warning you. There are good people in government. It is coming out. It is being reported on. It's not being kept secret. And Cy Hirsch says because the White House decided to not go and because the Pentagon did not like the plan of killing their own soldiers, that the plan was not carried out, and so Cy Hirsch didn't write a story about it for New Yorker magazine. That in and of itself is outrageous, but that's a secondary issue. All of the targets and all of the terrorist plans need to be released now. Doesn't Cy Hirsch know that if they carry out any of the plans Cheney has laid, that they will go after Cy Hirsch and will obviously know which source in the White House told him this and will kill them both? They'll both have automobile accidents or commit suicide. Do they have any idea how much danger they're in? Well, I think that's why Cy Hirsch at a major media conference days ago said this in front of news cameras, and then it hit YouTube, and then Think Progress did a story on it. This is massive. They plan to have Navy SEALs. Cheney wanted to hurriedly build identical boats, blue PT jet boats, commando boats, which look like the Iranian boats, launch a Navy SEAL operation to have them come up and engage in a firefight and engage U.S. naval craft. And we're in such a culture of evil and decadence that Cy Hirsch can just calmly report, foregone conclusion, that, oh, yeah, this was being planned in a meeting in the White House, and we decided not to report on it, but we did decide to put a report out saying they were planning some type of Gulf of Tonkin. No, no, we needed the details then, buddy. We could have already been into World War III. They could launch it any day, Cy Hirsch. And the New Yorker magazine needs to be called. Cy Hirsch needs to have pressure put on him. I'm going to call people I know that know Cy Hirsch, and I'm going to try to have them put pressure on him and call him at his home. People like Gore Vidal. We need to have somebody who's a former Navy SEAL, Jesse Ventura. I'm going to call him today. I don't think he's back in town yet, but I'm going to call him. I don't have his cell phone. I have his home number. And say, hey, this affects you. Try to get him on as soon as possible. I wanted to have him on as he's probably going to be coming to town for this event we're setting up in the next 3 months. I wanted to have him on right before that, but this is a good reason to have Ventura on. Maybe that can get attention if Ventura comes out and talks about this. All I know is we can't wait. The listeners of this show, the AM and FM affiliates we're on, need to be doing news reports on this themselves. This is a big deal. This is a smoking gun. This isn't Northwoods that's decades old. This is now. This is happening now. They could pull this any day. This is life and death. We'll come back and break this down when we get back. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Think of the magnitude. They really staged 9/11.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
They really did it.
Everybody knows the captain lied.
Because do you realize in your psyche
broken feeling
how serious it is to have a world government elite who are totally ruthless and will kill their own slaves, their own minions, just like that?
Everybody wants.
Like they'd like they take their dog for a walk. It just means nothing to them. Infowars.com. I need Steve Watson to write another big detailed article, a call to action, breaking down the points I've made and the other points he has. I need Paul Watson to do stories. I need all of you. I don't need other radio hosts to even post or cover Infowars.com story. I know a lot of people out there, it's about who the big dog is on the block, and a lot of people out there won't cover anything I cover on their radio shows, their websites. Hey, then you get up off your butts right now. You go write a story off of our story or off of Think Progress's story, and you do your own. You don't wait You don't sit around twiddling your thumbs. You write one now, or you post and you link to InfoWars.com, because we don't have a future. Or you link to Think Progress. I don't care. You get it up now, and you talk about it, and you warn everyone. How far have we come that it's just calmly announced, oh, yeah, they were planning these terror attacks. That's what they are. I mean, if Al-Qaeda, or the real Iranian Navy pulled up and opened fire with rocket launchers and heavy machine guns on missile cruisers and frigates, that would be terrorism. But the war that came from that would be true terrorism. Hundreds of sites in Iran being blown to bits. Oil exploding. You think it was bad at $150 a barrel, $125 a barrel right now. You think the dollar plunging by 60-plus percent so far is bad? Every analyst says oil would at least double for 6 months, maybe even go up more. OPEC said it could be unlimited, shutting down the whole Middle East, sucking us into what could very easily turn into World War III. In fact, to my producers, let's try to get Ray McGovern on today. Even when Bugliosi's on or when Chapman's on, I need to get his analysis right now. I need to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' analysis, because I need to hear what these men, you know, we need to have a council on this, because I don't claim to have all the answers, and I love to hear the other ideas or the ideas that you listeners have. Let's open a thread up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum about how we get the word out about this, what we do about this. Imagine if they caught someone else in power, or a corporate chieftain, or the head of the FBI, or a governor, openly entertaining staging attacks on U.S. shipping. I mean, the FBI ran a year-long program in 2005, 2006, from the middle of 2005 into early 2006, setting up street kids who they profiled off their welfare checks in Miami, who were homeless, and they gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, they weren't even Muslim, to dress in military uniforms and to go videotape FBI buildings. The FBI led them, and it was a big international scare. An army was going to destroy everything. They caught the FBI in 1998, Bum Steer Award in Texas Monthly. They got the award for being bad guys for the year, for creating a Klan group out of nothing and trying to get them to blow up chemical plants. The FBI led the Klan group. You see, they're all involved in this. Is the average FBI agent who's investigating bank robbery and money laundering a terrorist? No. But their anti-terror units and their intelligence units are terrorists and are involved in terror attacks and provocateur actions. And you think I like having to come on air and go toe-to-toe up against hardcore mafia killers? You think it's fun? This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen. And frankly, for my own safety, I don't need to be the only website and the only person saying what is common sense to do, and that is demand. I mean, haul Cy Hirsch into court if we need to, and have it brought out right now what the other targets are and what the other terrorist plans are. Because let me tell you something, some 14 to 18-year-old street kids in Miami aren't a threat. Some Klan group who, over a two-year period, the FBI couldn't even get to buy guns. They were so ridiculous and so alcoholic. That's not a threat, but let me tell you, the Vice President of the United States, backed up by British intelligence and Mossad and criminal elements of defense intelligence and private corporations and private defense contractors, they are dangerous. They're real dangerous. And they are planning to stage some type of terror attack in the Middle East or in the United States. But all the intelligence sources, the former White House historians and analysts we've had on, like Richard C. Cook, and the former CIA top analyst and briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., fighting for his life right now against cancer, who still comes on this show, Ray McGovern, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury. All of these experts, and there's many others we've had on, Vincent Bugliosi, and many others have all, Ron Paul, the congressman, they have all said, and Congressman Dan Hamburg, we had on a few days ago, have all said attacking our ships is the number one thing they're planning to do from sources they've got on Capitol Hill. And they've already tried it once with that fake radio transmission, and zooming in with their cameras a mile and a half away to Iranian boats claiming they were threatening to blow the ships up. How on earth can Cy Hirsch just calmly sit around talking about how, yeah, they were planning this attack and other attacks, but we decided to not report on it because they decided to not carry out the attacks? That was just Dick Cheney in front of larger groups of his staff and the Pentagon generals in a meeting, throwing it out there, seeing who would bite, who would like it to recruit more people into it. Just like they went into JFK in 1962, and L.L. Lemonser, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, JFK had doubled the size of the military in just a few years. He had, that has doubled their funding. He was a hawk. He believed in a strong military. He was a veteran, highly decorated on a little attack boat in the South Pacific, almost died. He wanted to go into Vietnam. He was there in covert operations, and they came to him and said, we want to hijack jets by remote control, fly them into things, bomb D.C., bomb Miami, shoot U.S. citizens, grab patsies, claim communists are doing it, and basically have World War III. And he said, we're not going to do it. And they started threatening him. This has all come out. Mainstream news, frontline, you name it. And he said, that's it. The head of the CIA, you're fired. L.L. Imitzer, chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, you're fired. We are not going to blow up our own ships like the Maine again. That's in there. We are not going to bomb D.C. We are not going to attack Marine Corps bases with Army troops dressed up like foreigners and kill U.S. soldiers. We are not going to blow astronauts up and blame it on the Soviets. We are not going to do any of these horrible things. You are fired, 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 fired. And he fired scores of people. He called them into his office and he said, you are fired. And they said, no, you're fired, and blew his head off in Dallas, Texas. And took his body with his brains all blown out to Parkland and sewed him up and put him on a coffin and flew him back to D.C. And they put every one of those people, including the CIA director's brother, who was the police chief, in power. And it makes me so angry to know there's so many cowardly people on the comments section of the Infowars.com story. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans as a pretext to attack Iran. These neocons are in there laughing and cackling, and you know, and in other sections I've seen them commenting, you know, this is a great thing, big deal. We need to attack Iran. Any reason to? That's how the military gets things done. And you follow back their handles and you see their MySpace accounts and they're in the military. That sick 25% that thinks this is cute. Don't you understand your pawns, too? But that's a military idea. You ever seen Braveheart, where they got the battle going, and that section of it is accurate to history, where the king sends in his own troops, and there's a battle going on, and he says, just aim down at that area right there, aim at the main battlefield. And they said, but sire, we'll hit our own troops. And he said, but we'll hit some of theirs as well. You see, it's that military brass idea, which they're taught at West Point, where if you need to sacrifice 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000 of your troops to draw an enemy in, to make them think they've got overwhelming odds, to draw your enemy onto a field so you can have two armies behind the hill that are going to roll over and crush them, but you know it's going to sacrifice thousands of your own troops, it's called a pawn sacrifice. I play chess. Do you play chess? It's a sacrifice of a pawn to get check and then checkmate. And they have us in check right now, but unlike the game chess, the real world lets you move into checkmate. And American people, don't move into checkmate. Don't destroy yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, move out of check. In fact, we've got a move right now that can take down the New World Order if we'll just start playing chess. The American people can't even play checkers. And folks, people always ask all day, if this is all true, why are you still alive? Because the New World Order doesn't want to underline what I'm saying. They don't want to take a big yellow highlighter and take every word I've ever said and highlight it and have it emblazoned that Alex Jones was right. They don't want to stick a big fat exclamation point at the end of my name, but that doesn't mean they don't kill people, folks. And that's why I get so angry, too, because I've risked my life for this, and I know a lot of you have as well, and I expect people to take these type of major issues seriously. I mean, when we've got Gary Hart coming out and saying the U.S. government stages attacks and may stage one in Iran in official public letters in newspapers, published. If we've got neocons running around publishing stuff saying we want more attacks, and boy, they're great, and we've got all these tapes of Rumsfeld with the generals saying we need another attack, and then we've got Cheney planning it, and then Cy Hirsch can say, oh, that was 4 months ago, I decided not to write a report on that. As much as I like Cy Hirsch, who told us 5 years ago that U.S. Special Forces were in Iran, now the White House admits it, staging terror attacks, everything he said back to Nam has been accurate. And I want to know on what planet Cy Hirsch is living and on what planet the New York Magazine is living where they can decide to not print a story like this when they have the White House sources. Let's go ahead and play this incredible audio. This audio in the video here taped at the Campus of Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hirsch reveals how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV. See, the neocons say the Cold War was World War III, so we properly call it what they call it. As they finally call their pet project to take out the Muslims and foment a contrived clash of civilizations. That's getting us into a fight, folks, we can't get out of. According to Hirsch, this meeting occurred after the neocons failed miserably to stage a rehashed version of the Gulf of Tonkin incident in the Strait of Hormuz, mostly because it is no longer 1964, and such big lies, thanks to the internet and bloggers, are far more difficult to float. Okay, let's go ahead and play. This is him on the stage with a huge conference hall full of journalists, and none of them thought they might want to write an article about this. I was wrong. This went on YouTube 3 days ago, but this actually was being leaked out around a couple of weeks ago, and no mainstream media that was there thought that this would be newsworthy, what you're about to hear. Here it is.
There's a bit at the end of this latest article that you wrote that I found actually most interesting in the article. It hasn't got that much attention, but I want to get your take on this. And this relates to a story or an incident that happened a couple of months ago. Many of you remember it. It was in the Strait of Hormuz. There was an incident where an American carrier almost blew a couple of Iranian speedboats out of the water and perhaps would have started the next war against Iran, or potentially a World War III. And it was averted, thankfully, at the last second. We later learned that there was really nothing to be terribly concerned about. The incident was overblown, and that there was a vice admiral in charge of the fleet in the Strait of Hormuz who said, basically, there was no concern there, that it was overblown.
Well, yeah, the second part, basically. He was concerned, but it was
overblown.
We were never threatened.
And you talk about This vice admiral's name is Kevin Cosgrove, and in your article you write, nonetheless, Cosgrove's demeanor angered Cheney, according to the former senior intelligence official. But a lesson was learned in the incident. The public had supported the idea of retaliation and was even asking why the U.S. didn't do more. The former official said that a few weeks later, a meeting took place in the vice president's office, quote, the subject was how to create a casus belli between Tehran and Washington, he said. What you're writing there is that Cheney, there was a meeting in the White House where Cheney presided over, looking to cook up the next war, a false war based on false intelligence.
My oldest son is a lawyer, and when I sent him the story before it was published, basically in a final form, just a day, and he wrote back and he said, you really buried the lead in this one, about casus belli. How many press are here? Anyway, there was a meeting among the items considered and rejected, which is why the New Yorker did not publish it, on grounds that it wasn't accepted. One of the items was, why not, there was a dozen ideas proffered. How to trigger a war. The one that interested me the most was, why don't we build, we in our shipyard, build four or five Iranian boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes through the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives. And it was ejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. But that's the level of stuff we were talking about, provocation. But that was ejected. So I could understand the argument of not writing something that was rejected. Maybe. I basically, my attitude always towards editors is they're mice training to be rats. So, but you have to, you know, the. But the point is, jejune, if you know what that means, silly, maybe, but potentially very lethal, because one of the things they learned in the incident was the American public, if you get the American, if you get the right incident, the American public will support, you know, bang, bang, kiss, kiss, you know, we're into it. And the public, although that was the other side that had issued that was important, what happened in the Gulf, in the Straits in early January, the president was just about to go to the Middle East for a visit. So it was all, that was one reason they wanted to gin it up, get it going. Look, is it high school? Yeah. Are we playing high school?
All right, listen to this. You have the vice president and the neocons in there with the military planning this, and it's all high school, it's funny, ha-ha. And we already have the White House memo where they plan it with aircraft. Incredible. We'll be right back.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Vincent Bugliosi is on in about 5 minutes. In fact, let's just get him at the start of the next hour. Go ahead and call him in about 3 minutes, John. He probably doesn't know about this. I know he's talked about before Congress last Friday how they plan to stage terror attacks, provocateur actions with the White House memo. But we'll bring this up to him and get his take on that. I'm also trying to get Ray McGovern to pop in today or on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. I need your help, listeners, to go to Infowars.com right now. And it's one of the top stories. It's been up there since yesterday afternoon. It is so important. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. Some of the other news I have, Alex Jones fan charged for placing 9/11 stickers on a plane. Jason Robo, this is in scores of newspapers trying to act like he was a terrorist. He's being, I guess, arraigned today for sticking an Infowars.com bumper sticker in the bathroom. Folks, don't do things like that. Don't do stupid things like that. I mean, I'm on this young man's side. I'm sorry he's in a bunch of trouble. But this is a serious world. These people don't play games. Okay, and something that 10 years ago would have got you just a fine, I mean, they could put him on show trial on TV and say he worked for bin Laden. You know, saying 9/11 is an inside job, they're now saying that myself and others were secretly trained as children in Afghanistan. All this ridiculous, just it's so ridiculous. It's just so amazing, ladies and gentlemen. They are just completely out of control, these terrorists. And we've got one of the people that were getting ready to supposedly charge for the anthrax attacks, who was not the main suspect, another patsy like Hatfield, quote, committed suicide last night at his home. That's in the Associated Press, completely asinine. We're going to be covering that. Bush calls for basically turning all the major highways, as we told you, into toll roads because the states are being battled by the people, turning them over to foreign companies, which we've already paid for. Wall Street Journal, Bush plans through some type of executive fiat controlling the federal funds, that is our money, to give it to foreigners. Because they're having setbacks in Indiana and Texas and other places, so they're just moving ahead with this tyranny. Another way to fight these people is expose 9/11 as an inside job. That is so important, or they're going to stage more terror. And the best film out there for just waking the public up about the first responders, the deadly dust, the terror attacks, the bombs in the buildings, how they're trying to set 9/11 Truth up as terrorists, is in Truth Rising, and we need everybody to make copies of this film. We need you to make it a household word on the streets. I need you to get the DVDs at Infowars.com, as cheap as $9.95, and to get a DVD burner and make copies of them, or go download them in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and get them out to people and end game. It doesn't happen without you. Look in the mirror. It's you. Don't wait. Go buy a DVD burner today if you've got Truth Rising, and start buy a bunch of blank copies and start making copies and start handing them out tomorrow afternoon. For those of you that have already made hundreds of copies of other films, and some cases thousands, hey, you've done a great job. We need more from you. Don't count on others to do it. Again, Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore, Infowars.com. I want people to order a bunch of the books and videos, but the videos are key because you can make copies of all the films I've made. I've made four films on 9/11 and government-sponsored terror. Get them out to people. People now are waking up. And hey, some of you are smart and got time. Make a little CD-ROM with 10 or 15 mainstream stories about the government staging other terror attacks and say, by the way, when you watch these films, then look at the news articles right here. I mean, just get it out to people. There's a bibliography for Martial Law 911. I mean, that film, martiallaw911.info. I mean, it's all documented.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.